Good evening. This is Sam Troia. Tonight on Main Menu, I'm going to demonstrate a great little utility that I've found, which allows you to print out, either to a file or to your printer, directory or folder listings. This program has a lot of great features, and at the end of my demonstration, I will also show you just how useful those output files can be in conjunction with the Windows Find command. Stay tuned. Okay, first, let me introduce you to the program by telling you its name. And the name of the program is Aprint Direct. That's A-P-R-I-N-T Direct. I will tell you where you can get it at the end of the feature. This program is shareware. When you install it, it will run for 21 days before expiring. It will keep track of that number, and every time you use it, it will tell you how many days are left. As I said, this program has a lot of great features. If you should happen to need directory listings or folder listings, for those of you who aren't used to referring to folders as directories, if you should happen to need those listings, particularly in the case where you have lots of things stored on removable media, as, for example, I have all of my MP3s stored on either 1 gigabyte cartridges or CDs. So, because the hard disk space that I have is very limited, so I can't keep them all online. So, sometimes if I want to know where a particular song is, or even if I have a particular song, this is a very useful program to have, because I can then keep all the files listing all of the cartridges and CDs contents in one folder in various files. I can then search through them to quickly find what I'm looking for. Alright, so I will demonstrate all of that. First though, let me load up the program and I'll go through it and show you what it can do. And we're loading up the program, and I have registered it, so you're not hearing all of the shareware information. When you first come in, it brings you to
list box, combo box,
our combo box, where you can pick your folder that you want to you want a listing for. Now, you can do a whole drive's worth of information. It isn't limited to just one folder. There is a box that we can list the drives, and I think it defaults to C. So if I arrow down one, it's saying D a couple of times there. Probably a quirk of WindowEyes, but anyway.
List box.
Then there is a list box here. Well, it's just let's bring up the context help, because there are three list boxes in this there's a combo box that for the drives, and there's a combo box for the directory
list box,
which is right after the one in question. Okay, so I've got a folder on the D drive called MP3. But let's go back to this other one in the middle.
List box.
And let's hit F1. There's very good. There is a very good help file here and a very good context-sensitive help system as well. And if I bring up
Windows help file list, the file list displays the contents of the current directory according to the new selection. The file list display may be sorted by clicking the column that is the leaf field. The column which can also be resized to accommodate to you in the blank field text. The current direct list box.
Oh, all right. It's a file list. So if you so first you get the drive listing, then the file listing, and then the directory. I don't know why they do it in that order, but I would have probably chosen to put the file list last, but anyway, it's of little consequence as long as you get used to it.
List box MP3.
All right, so there's we're back to the directory listing. Now, after this, we have a series of checkboxes, things that you can have listed in the output or not, depending on whether you check or uncheck the box. And we use our tab key to go from one checkbox to the next. So let's go through them and see what they are.
Checkbox checks and equals fill any.
Well, file name we want.
Checkbox unchecked and equals alt fill any.
Alt file name would be the old 8.3 type file name, which we don't want.
Checkbox checks the equals date.
Date? Yeah, I want the date.
Checkbox checks the equals type.
Time is fine.
Checkbox unchecked speed equals attributes.
I don't want any attributes, that's fine.
Checkbox checks at equals height.
Size is fine.
Checkbox unchecked at equals level.
Level will show you how many levels deep, because this will do subdirectories, so it'll, on any given file, it'll show you the level from the directory where you started that you pointed to. I don't want that. And I believe I have it unchecked. Let's check.
Checkbox unchecked, L equals level.
Yeah, it's unchecked. Okay, and that's fine.
Checkbox unchecked, speed equals path.
No, I don't want to see the path on every file. That's fine.
Checkbox unchecked, speed equals creation date.
Creation date. Creation date is not something I need to worry about.
Checkbox unchecked, L equals creation time.
Creation time, no.
Checkbox unchecked, I equals extension.
If we were to check this box, what we would get is a file name such and such dot mp3.mp3. I don't know why it does that. If you just check file name, you'll get the extension. So I don't know what the purpose of this other extension. I don't quite understand why that's there. But I've experimented with it, and I know not to check it. Otherwise, it looks, you get a duplicate extension, which we don't want.
Checkbox unchecked R2.
Okay, now starting with this checkbox, we're in a group box of specific attributes themselves. I don't want any, so I don't have any of them checked. But we can, if you did want them, you could check or uncheck specific attributes. And here we have archive. That's unchecked.
Checkbox unchecked hidden.
Hidden is unchecked.
Checkbox unchecked read only.
Read only is unchecked.
Checkbox unchecked non-attrib.
Unchecked is non-attrib.
Checkbox unchecked system.
System is unchecked.
Checkbox unchecked file.
File is unchecked. It'll specify whether it's a file.
Checkbox unchecked directory.
Or in this case, the next one is also unchecked and it'll specify whether it's a directory.
Radio goes unchecked three.
Okay, so now, before I get to this radio button, these choices here, I want to show you.
Edit box, combo box, checkbox unchecked, set and import.
Well, we'll get to those in a second.
Checkbox checks process of directory.
No, hold on.
Combo box exclude.
Okay, this is what I want to show you, and then I'll go back to the starting with the radio button. Exclude is the default. You can use your down arrow key and get to include. If you've checked any of the attributes, then files with those attributes will be included. If you choose exclude, any of the attributes you have checked will be, files with those attributes will be excluded. So you have a choice there. Now, let's go back to
Check.
A few here.
Edit. Radio.
Oh, here's our radio button.
Edit. Radio button. Check 3.
Okay. Here we have 3 radio buttons. This has to do with the type of output that the program creates. It always defaults to tree. I wish it would stay where you left it, but it doesn't. So you have to remember, if you want a certain type of output, to set it before you make your output listing, save the file. This is set to tree. I don't want tree.
MP3 radio button checklist.
Okay, well, it's reading some other stuff in there. But anyway, the other choices are list, which is what I want.
MP3 radio button text comma.
And comma, which is good for importing into other, I don't know, like database programs where they use a comma as a delimiter or whatever. Anyway, I'm going to go back up to list, which is what I want.
MP3 radio button checklist.
Okay. So now let's go back. Now let's go forward. There were a couple of other items that I skipped over here.
Edit box.
Okay, this is an edit box. Let me just... I know what it's for. And it doesn't... Windowize isn't reading what it's for. But one of the ways we can find out what it's for is we can hit our F1 again. It'll bring up the context menu. And why don't we do that?
Windows help output file mask. The file mask is used for determining which files are included in the report. Set the file mask to a regular expression to limit the output to only those files that are included in the mask. The value of the mask is a file name that may include wildcards. The asterisk is a wildcard which matches any number of arbitrary characters. The question mark is a wildcard which matches a single arbitrary character. The file mask displays all files, which is the default value. Type point C to only display files with a point .txt extension. Enter point .txt for the file mask. The CD 12 contents the after incorrect edit box.
Actually, what he should have said was *.txt. I didn't realize that at first without looking specifically, and I tried just plain .txt, and of course it didn't work. So, if you want just .txt files, you would put in *.txt here. You could also search a directory or a bunch of directories for any type of file, like .pdf files. If you wanted to know where all the PDF files were on your drive, you could do that. The only drawback that this program, a feature that I wish it had that it doesn't, is that you will get all the directories. If you just specify your hard drive, you will get a listing, sure enough, of all the PDF files in whatever directory they reside, but you will also get a listing of all the directories on your hard drive. And as yet, there is no provision for excluding directories which do not have specific types of files. So you might want to be aware of that. Okay, so that's what this has. A very nice file masking feature. You can determine what types of files you want in the listing. And then...
Combo box.
Oh, combo box. Well, this is how to sort the files.
MP3 extension.
By extension. I have it set to extension. In truth, I usually leave that set to name.
MP3 name.
By name.
MP3 size.
Size.
MP3 size.
Time.
MP3 time.
Well, that's it.
MP3 date. MP3 creation time.
Oh, there's others here.
MP3 extension.
Above extension. If you go.
MP3 date.
Date.
MP3 creation time.
Creation time.
MP3 creation date.
And I think that's it.
MP3 creation date.
Yeah.
MP3 extension.
I'll leave it at extension.
Checkbox unchecked set ending order.
It's unchecked. I don't want this ending order. That's fine.
Checkbox checks process of directories.
And that's fine. If there were any subdirectories there are under MP3, so I want them processed.
Combo box exclude.
And there's our exclude, finally. We're back there.
Combo box.
And then we're back to the drive selection. Now, Another neat feature of this program is, before we actually print out the file, or make the file, in this case, I'm not using the printer, I want to create a file. We have, let's just quickly show you the menu bar. There's a file menu. There's a view menu that has all the usual things in it. We don't need to go into there.
There's
a nice help menu. And there's their system stuff. Okay, well, let's look at what's in the file menu.
Open. Properties.
There's properties, which is the regular file properties menu that you would get in Windows Explorer.
Select all.
Select all.
Invert selection.
Invert selection.
Save.
Save. And here's the great feature that I want to show you.
Preview.
There's a preview feature in this program.
Print.
And then there's print.
Printer setup dialog.
And a printer setup dialog.
Exit.
And exit. And I'm sure we're back to open or whatever.
Open.
Yeah. All right, let's go back up to preview and...
Text printer set. Preview.
Let's hit it.
Processing menu close.
It's processing.
Print directory custom control.
And it's done. So let's use our... Now, we're actually in an editor. I don't know whether you can edit this file. You might. I've never tried it from here. Well, it's just a preview file, so I don't know what good editing it would do. You're not going to save this particular file. But let's look at it.
File back. Directory process dgraphic.
Okay, it says directory process dgraphic.
File mask.
File mask. And file mask in this output will show you what you have entered in the edit box. In this case, star dot star.
Output field name type date type.
Okay.
Exclude attributes. Source order file extension. MP3 for 12/18/19/19/12/37.
Okay, there's our directory. I'm just going down with the down arrow.
60s for 12/18/19/19/12/37.
So there's a 60s directory on this particular cartridge that I have in my D drive. Okay, so there's a beautiful morning. Okay, so there are a few of the file listings that are in there. Let's jump down in the usual manner by hitting Control End to the bottom of the document, and let's arrow up, and I'll show you what other neat thing is here. It tells you how many files there are. So there are 289 files on this. It'll also, and it tells you how many bytes they take. And if I go up another line, we get
directory.
There are three directories. So that's pretty neat. All right. So to get out of this preview of the output, we hit Alt-F4.
Print combo box.
And I haven't actually saved this cartridge to a file.
Invert selection. Save.
So we'll do a save now.
Menu close combo box. Edit box. Edit file name. Print direct dialog. Save.
Okay. So now we want to type in the path and file name. In this case, /removable/media/mp3/cart15. Remember that if the directory that you're processing is on a drive other than C, but you want the output file to be on your C drive, you have to include the drive letter as well as the path and file name in the edit box for the output file.
Pepper incorrect combo box.
Okay, it did work. So that's fine. I've actually exited the program now, and I just want to show you something quickly that I can do using the find command. I can, if I don't know whether I have a certain song or not, I can go into the find command.
Find file tab control, name location toggle edit.
We want to tab to the browse button. Let's browse.
3 user, my compu, 3 floppy day close word of 8, that's 3 equals 2 of 8, see that's padded 4 feet 8 items 2 of 8.
Alright, we will hit R.
R press, removable media 29. Find all files, the 3 equals girls, dialogue hour left.
It says,
checkbox check that equals includes a folder.
Find all files. Now we want our tab control.
Tab control, name location, date modified, tab mask, 0.
So we want to hit advanced.
Edit box CD 12 containing text.
All right, containing text. And let's look for the song Bohemian Rhapsody. So let's type in... Whoops. And let's do...
Combo box CD 12 type is granted. Upbound edit box CD 12. Tap control at rest. Button ID 12 type now.
Let's do find now.
List new MP3 car flood points TXT removable media.
And it came back quickly because I only specified one directory, and it says
MP3 car flood points TXT removable media.
It's in MP3 cart 1.txt, so I know that it's on my cart 1. So this is a good way to find things. It's probably, there are probably cataloging programs that do all this maybe even better, but this is the solution that I have found. The program, let's get out of this find.
Desktop list.
The Aprint Direct program costs only $14. I think it's a good deal for that. I would give it a 9 out of 10, only because of the fact that you can't exclude directories from your search if you're searching for a certain kinds of files. In order to get this program, you will want to go to www.winfiles.com. From there you will find a link to apps, APPS. From apps you find a link to Windows 95/98. And from that page, you choose the utilities link, and then from there, you choose file cataloging utilities. And on the file cataloging utilities page, you will find this program. You can do a search for it. It's spelled APRINTDIRECT. The program costs $14, which I think is a very good deal for all that it does. If you have any questions that you would like to ask, you may send me email. My email address is samtroia, that's SAMTROIA, at mindspring, MINDSPRING.com. So, reporting for Main Menu, this is Sam Troia in New York City.